With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, February 8th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Last night, the Missouri River Activities Conference basketball regular season came to its conclusion in Lamar's with a doubleheader between the Bulldogs and Sioux City East. And the Bulldog girls started off our night with a 57-44 loss at the hands of the 14th-ranked team in Class 5A in East High. The last time these two played together, the three-point shots were flying all night. Going into the second meeting, the goal was to keep the Black Raiders from getting hot from long range. Head coach Cody Deercup says outside of a few shots in the first quarter, his team did just that.
I thought our girls did a really good job of trying to execute our game plan. We wanted to run them off the three-point line. I know that didn't work out for us, you know, early on in the game. They got way more wide open looks than we wanted to, but we adjusted as the game went on and we got better with that. We had girls diving on the floor. We had girls getting bodies on all five of their girls, and we're fighting for rebounds. We can build off of tonight. East is a good basketball team. We can definitely build off of what we saw tonight.
Unfortunately, the Bulldogs never gotten a consistent rhythm on the offensive end, especially in the second half. Lamar shot unofficially 6 of 33 from the field in the second half, with a lot of shots getting turned away at or near the rim. Coach Deercup says the Bulldogs just didn't execute their offense fully in the second half.
We like to keep our posts opposite, where we're trying to get downhill, draw help, and share. And then later on in the game, we were going more, try to go ball side with our post player. So early on in the game, I can't fault our girls too much for not making post entries. But later on in the game, we got to be able to kind of see what's ahead of us before it's ahead of us. You know, ball's getting swung quick. It's got to be a quick post entry or a high ball fake and get it low to our post, because there were a couple possessions where we missed a couple post entries.
It is crunch time now for the Bulldogs, who have just one more regular season game left tomorrow at Storm Lake before the tournament starts in a week. Coach Deercup says his team has some work to do on the offensive end if they want a deep tournament run.
I want us defensively to continue to defend like we did tonight. If we can defend teams like we did tonight against a team like Sioux City East, we'll be in good shape. Offensively, you know, the message for the game was, you get into February, really like basketball mature teams execute their sets a lot and don't have silly turnovers. We just have to do a better job of catching it clean and passing it clean and executing our sets.
The Bulldogs now drop to 11-9 overall and 8-6 in the MRAC, finishing the conference schedule tied for third. Sioux City East improved to 15-4 and 12-2, the final record in the MRAC. The Bulldog boys, they'd suffer a similar fate to the girls, dropping a low-scoring 51-30 game to the 10th-ranked Black Raiders. And it's been a recurring theme throughout the season for the Bulldog boys basketball team. They show snippets of good play in a game that features miscues that hinder their chances for a win. Head coach Dave Irwin says a lot of those miscues last night came on the offensive end.
We did a lot of really good things for all four quarters, to be honest. The things that cost us are the things that we talk about every single time we sit down together, yeah. And that's taking care of the basketball and... We didn't finish. I mean, we missed a couple right there in the first half, and I know we missed three or four again in the second half. And, you know, there's 4 minutes to play in the game, and it's a 10-point game, and you put all that together, and it really costs you.
And the Bulldogs did play some outstanding defense in holding the Black Raiders to just 51 points on the night. He scores nearly 70 points a night on average, and their 51 points last night matched their fewest in a win this season. Coach Irwin says his team has to be good on defense just to give them a chance in these games.
We've got to be able to count on our defense, and I really felt like last Friday against West, it wasn't there.
Yeah,
we gave up 70, I believe, to West, and you give up 51 to Sioux City East and 49 to Bishop Heelan. I mean,
yeah,
those are the consistencies that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. And for us, the struggles that we've had on the offensive end, we have to be able to count on our defense every single night.
The Bulldogs' season hasn't progressed the way they hoped it would in dropping to 4-15 on the year. Lamar's will have two more chances to put some wins on the board to finish the regular season. Coach Irwin says his guys have to look at them as opportunities to mess with another team's end to their season.
I wouldn't want to play us just simply because of what we're able to do defensively, and if the ball happens to go in for us, we could be really, really dangerous. So that's kind of what we're playing for now. We understand where we're at at this point in the season, and it's playing to let's try to ruin somebody's day is kind of how we got to go about things now.
The Bulldogs finished the MRAC schedule with a record of 4-10 in conference play. That puts them in sixth in the conference standings. Sioux City East officially wraps up the conference title with a 13-1 conference record and an 18-2 record overall. Let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from yesterday on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll continue in the MRAC and girls basketball, where Sioux City West beat Sioux City North 48-37, and third-ranked Bishop Heelan rolled over South Sioux City of Nebraska 57-25. To the Wario Conference, some finishing touches on the regular season in conference play. It was West Sioux beating Galen Catholic 46-36. The Jays finished the Wario Conference schedule at 4-6 and finished 7th in the league. 11th ranked Hinton finished off a nice conference schedule with a 59-24 drubbing of Akron Westfield. Bailey Bouvey had 22 points for the Blackhawks. The Westerners just could not buy a basket. They shot 16.7% from the field. Mackenzie Hughes had 7 points. Alyssa Nemezio had 6. Fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's demolished Trinity Christian 53-21 to lock up second place in the conference at 9-1. And once again, your conference champs in the War Eagle, 10th-ranked Unity Christian. They destroyed MMCRU 74-42, so the Knights win the conference title in their last year in the War Eagle Conference. Finally, in conference action, Hartley Melvin Sanborn defeated South O'Brien 57-50. The Wolverines finished the regular season at 0-21. In the Western Valley Conference, 5th-ranked Westwood took down 10th-ranked Woodbine 66-57. West Monona rolled over Missouri Valley 78-35, and River Valley rolled over West Harrison 78-49. In the MRAC and boys basketball last night, it was Sioux City West taking down Sioux City North 73-61. In the War Eagle Conference, West Sioux took down Galen Catholic 70-54, so West Sioux finishes second in the league at 9-1. Galen Catholic will finish third in the conference at 8-2. And your conference champs once again in the War Eagle Conference is 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, as they demolished Trinity Christian last night 63-25. That wraps up another perfect 10-0 War Eagle Conference record on the long, successful run for the Hawks. The Hinton Blackhawks picked up a win last night over Akron Westfield 61-51. MMCRU lost a tight one with Unity Christian 66-50. Just kind of one bad quarter that did the Royals in that contest. And South O'Brien beat Hartley Melvin Sanborn 62-53. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference in boys basketball, it was Woodbine rolling over Westwood 71-42. All these scores and more can be found on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. And of course, no sports on the docket today, but the postseason begins tomorrow in high school girls basketball in Class 1A. We'll have Galen Catholic taking on George Little Rock in their regional opening round contest. And for Lamar's girls basketball fans, be on the lookout to our Twitter page at KLEM Sports today. The 4A and 5A brackets in high school girls basketball expected to come out, and that includes Lamar's. Once those do come out, we'll have a breakdown of the Bulldogs region coming up on our Twitter page, so make sure you're following us at KLEM Sports on Twitter, and then we'll have the full rundown of the region coming up in tomorrow's sportscast. For more sports news, you can also check out KLEM1410.com for up-to-date sports news and notes. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.